Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Nancy Pelosi. I know, I'm just jumping right in. I can't help it. But Nancy Pelosi said that the Dems will take the midterm. Go ahead. And when you stop laughing, let me know, will you? you know, it's amazing. When you look at how the minorities are jumping over to the Republican Party, and she always relied on the minorities. She always relied on blacks, Hispanics, and so on. And I think, what was it, the year they really took a beating when Trump was when Trump won? They really thought they had, you know. She saw the writing on the wall, and she started calling them the low IQ voters. She started calling her blue collar workers low IQ voters. You'd think she'd have the sense to even say, you know, that they were uninformed, misinformed. But because you're not on her side, you have to be ignorant. Just, you gotta love her. Nobody else could pull this stuff off. You guys know that. I mean, only her, right? She talks about how, I'm sorry guys, I'm laughing so hard at some of the stuff that I'm reading that she says, some of the notes I've taken. And I wrote them. She talks about the midterm race. I know, I jumped right in here, right? She uses a horse race or horse racing analogy to describe the Democrats and their strategy to the midterms. Now, on Late Show with Stephen Colbert, I mean, amazed that these so-called states people go to these nighttime shows. House Speaker Pelosi, she used a horse racing analogy to describe the Democrats' midterm strategy. Midterms are only 5 weeks away, and control of the House and Senate are both up in the air. Pelosi said, so you know, that this is a horse race state, right? Like in Maryland. When you're in the lead, which we believe we are, she kept repeating herself. We're in the lead, you know, you're in the stretch, and we made the turn. And it's 5 weeks from tomorrow. It's just, what'd you do with my glass? You bring that back. Yeah. Don't put water in it. We made the turn in 5 weeks from tomorrow's election, and voting starts even sooner than that. When you're in the lead, you're in the stretch. You whip the lead. Oh, she's whipping a horse? Wow. And that's what we're doing. We're whipping the lead to ensure a Democrat victory. I feel just watching each of these other races, forgive me for saying this, in a very cold-blooded way, as to which races we can win to ensure that we only hold our horse. Hey, look, this is verbatim what she said. When somebody wants to send me a translation, I love it. Right? We're going to hold the horse. We're going to hold the House and the Senate. Oh, and we're going to take more seats. We're going to increase our numbers. That's right. They love us. My God. You know, let me just say, when the numbers weren't in their favor, she was sure they're going to win. And guess what happened? Right? And you talk about how some of these groups, some of these left-leaning groups cover for each other. And why we no longer, I mean, I don't trust PolitiFact at all. You shouldn't either. But so we played the clip of Kamala Harris saying that the, what is it, the hurricane relief, you know, should go to minorities first. Should go to the lower socioeconomic group. PolitiFact is saying, no, Kamala Harris didn't say the Hurricane Ian relief would be based on skin color. you're right. She didn't say exactly that. But she said in the minority areas. Right? To people of color. And she, this is hilarious. She listened to Chopra Jonas spend a minute. Right? 12 seconds after a winding series of questions about the hurricane relief, the Biden administration's climate efforts in the U.S., and the global implications of climate change. She said, I'm going to unpack that question. She laughed first, though. Of course, she had to think about what her answer was going to be. She gave a five-minute answer that touched on a bunch of stuff, including Hurricane Ian. Now, according to PolitiFact, she never said that areas where people of color were going to be taken care of first. Now, what they're trying to do is cover up their own racism, their own continued racism. Right? Now, CBS, Face the Nation, they were interviewing a couple of Republicans. And one said that Harris said that relief would be faster if you have a different skin color. No, they're right. She didn't use those exact words. But she very much alluded to the fact that if you were of a different color skin, you would get fast relief. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more of Brad Bacon's after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
one.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Not part of... I got a lot I want to talk to this guy about tonight. We are just honored to have Brad Dacus with us. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, and they are located now all across the country. And, Brad, always appreciate your time with me. And before we get rolling, because we really do, and then I forget to ask you, I want you to tell people about the organization. I want you to tell them how they can help you. And, you know, just the great stuff you're doing.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Yeah, we are all over the country. We're a nonprofit legal organization, and we do all our work without charge, and we cover quite a bit of landscape in terms of geographically. We're in 20 states, coast to coast, Miami up to Boston, and Chicago and Seattle, and down to Southern California and Houston, and many places in between. We work hard to defend religious freedom for everyone, parents' rights against the government, sanctity of human life, whether it's for the preborn or the elderly. So we cover quite a bit, and we do it all without charge. We have over 100 cases in active litigation, and if people would like to keep up with our cases and be empowered, I encourage them to go to our website, pji.org, and they can get our regular Legal Insider updates every week on our new cases and what's going on. And it's, I think you'll find it a real blessing.
You know, you are doing some great things. I keep telling people, this stuff isn't free. You know, when you go out there fighting cases, it's not like they go, oh, it's Brad, cool, we like him, he doesn't have to pay any fees. You know, what's the average cost? I don't even want to get to the Supreme Court, because I would imagine that gets into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. But when you're fighting a case like this, we'll talk about your Florida case in a minute. I mean, really, what's the average cost to take one of these all the way through to court in front of a judge?
Yeah, as far as all the way through court and a judge, you know, we're looking at $200,000, $250,000. If it goes to the Supreme Court, we're looking at $500,000.
Wow.
But these cases are very – so that's an attorney time. Now, the good news, here's the great news, is that you know, the average attorney charges $1,000 an hour, $1,200 an hour, some of these places. Our attorneys are very humble, and they get about starting about $35, $36 an hour. And they, you know, they sacrifice, and that allows us to hire more attorneys, have more offices, and make sure that everyone gets help, which is our hallmark of distinction and uniqueness, is that we don't just cherry pick high profile cases. Our goal is to make sure that everyone gets help, so we need the attorneys, and those attorneys are ones really committed and dedicated to making sure people get the help that they need when it comes to these issues.
Yeah, people need to understand this isn't a cheap thing. I mean, you know, you'd think that our founding fathers would have made it so it was almost free, but, you know, I get you need fees to keep things going and what have you, but, man, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 to get to the Supreme Court, they probably never imagined that, did they? You know?
Yeah, no, it is very costly in terms of attorney time. Fortunately, our attorneys in-house, you know, give us a huge discount, and you know, we take care of them. But we're very grateful for the team that we have at PJI.
All right, so let's talk some of the brass tacks. Let's hit one of your issues that you got going on in Florida. There, this is exactly right up your alley: religious rights for employees. Talk about it.
Yeah, certainly. So this gentleman, his name is John Labriola. He, you know, has served as a media aide for the board of county commissioners of the Miami-Dade County, and he's done so for the last, well, 8 years. And well, he was suspended without pay for 3 days, and then ordered to attend a punitive extra diversity training program after he wrote an online opinion piece disagreeing with the left wing sexual and gender ideologies and the so-called Equality Act. So, you know, it was nothing to do with, you know, work and the work time or anything. It was just on his own, expressing himself with an op-ed piece. Well, then he refused, you know, to undergo this, the punitive extra training program on the beliefs that it would, you know, be required him to apologize for his beliefs. He's not ashamed of his biblical beliefs, so he's not going to apologize. And they also want him to refer to people who identify as transgender by their, quote, preferred pronouns. Well, he's not going to lie, and he's not going to encourage something that he sees as wrong and against his convictions. So, he was punished. And so invoking his, you know, his free exercise rights, his free speech rights as a public employee, you know, he was, you know, told that, no, you're fired. And so after firing, here's the kicker. So after the firing, the HR department for the county admitted that it, quote, did not find any evidence to establish that Mr. Labriola was engaged in any harassing or discriminatory behavior based on any protected characteristic within the workplace after it interviewed all of his co-workers. So they still fired him, even though they showed that he was doing fine on the job, did nothing wrong on the job, but because of what he wrote in an op-ed piece expressing himself, his First Amendment rights, and the fact he wouldn't apologize for it, deny his faith, then they fired him. And I'll tell you, Joe, you know, communist China may work that way, where you have to agree with the state if you work for the government, say all hail the Communist Party. But this is the United States, and no one should have to say all hail to the liberals in government and the ideologies of those in power in order to have a job working for the government. That is a clear violation. So as First Amendment rights, so we filed a lawsuit, and we've got a great attorney, Alexander Bumbu, who's a great litigator, and he filed this lawsuit in federal court, and we're going to take this as far and as high as we need to, and we're going to pick up every penny of the cost, as we always do.
Well, it's amazing to me how far we've turned from the Constitution, actually. And again, I had an eye-raising moment with an educator today when I said, look, the bottom line with it, and this was a history teacher, and I'm like, it's amazing to me. I walk into the education area, I walk into the education arena, and these people are talking, and somebody will look at me and say, you know, there really is, because, you know, I'm the God guy, right? That's the way they say it. And they'll say, there really is a separation of church and state. I go, look at it. You got a copy of the Constitution? I want you say it with such authority. Show me where it is. And I never give them a hint. I never give them the rest of the, you know, the rest of the amendment. I just go, just show me where it is. And they can't do it. These are teachers. These are educators. They can't do it. It's always amazing to me. All right, be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break with Brad. Really, don't go anywhere. You'll miss it. We'll be right back.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The power is still out for hundreds of thousands of Floridians nearly a week after Hurricane Ian hammered the Sunshine State. The state's emergency management director saying the aim is to restore power by Sunday to everyone whose power grid isn't damaged. This as Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says folks from around the country are helping out.
We've got people from all over this country that have come in to help people all throughout Florida, but particularly in Southwest Florida. One of the charity organizations there is a group out of Kansas City called Operation Barbecue. And if you want barbecue, being out of Kansas City is not a bad place to be from. And so they're serving hot meals for people.
Remembrances coming in around the world for country music legend Loretta Lynn, who passed away at the age of 90 today. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby. We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem, really. Once you figure out where you're at and you figure out the truth about certain issues, then you can fight back, you can push back, and then you're not stuck. And let me bring on the guy that can help give you the information you need to make the win. Brad Dinkins joins us. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, a great organization that helps protect not only your religious rights, but your freedom of speech rights and so on. So, Brad, thanks for being with me.
Well, it's great to be here. Thank you.
So, let's get back to your story about Florida. Was it a teacher? No, it wasn't a teacher. It was an employee, right?
It was an employee working for the county, Miami-Dade County, and known for being definitely to the left. dominated by Democrats and, very intolerant towards people apparently who believe differently, and that they were going to, force this employee to have to go through a reorientation program, apologizing for his beliefs that he expressed on his private time on his own op-ed. He was doing fine at the work. He didn't, had no harassment, no discrimination. But because someone found out that he had this opinion expressed in a private op-ed somewhere, that he had to apologize, renounce his faith, his beliefs, and pledge to use pronouns that to him was a lie and a deception from the devil. Since he did not, bow the knee to this agenda and in the state, they fired him. Just outright fired him.
So, and you had said that they admitted that they didn't really have grounds to fire him, correct?
Yeah, they admitted that there's no evidence of any harassment or discrimination by him among his coworkers. Nothing on the job at all to pin him with. So the only thing they pinned him with was what he did on his own private time and his own private forum on an op-ed piece. And that's frightening. Now, we at Pacific Justice Institute have a similar case to that across the country in Grants Pass, Oregon. If any two teachers did something similar to this on their own private time, on their own website, the administration found out that they had attitudes that the leftist school district there in Grants Pass didn't agree with. Among their policies that the teachers advocated, by the way, was that if a child has gender identity confusion or dysphoria, their policy, they said on their website, was that schools, they didn't mention the school they're from, by the way. This is just general policies. They said that schools should allow teachers to talk to the parents to make sure the parents are aware of this. And they said, the school just said, no, parents should not know about this. No matter how old the child is, no, they should be kept hidden from the parents. And they also said that the teachers, they also said when teachers should, they have their conscience respected, they shouldn't be forced to use pronouns that violate their conscience. They should be able to use, say, the last name or of the kids in the class or some other alternative. School right. said, no, you must bow the knee and say a pronoun that you that violates what you believe God wants you to do and what Scripture tells you to do. So, and then they fired him. Well, we filed a lawsuit. We at Pacific Justice Institute, we got their jobs back. That they still wouldn't get their back pay that was denied them. So now we still have our litigation, and we're litigating this baby hard, and we're going to take it as far as we need to teach Grants Pass, Oregon, a lesson that they can't be dictators and ignore the constitutional rights of their employees and their teachers.
Wow. I've been dealing with an issue in my own school district, and I've been talking to you guys a lot lately, and I have been, I don't want to say awakened, but man, the stuff that you guys have laid out for me and made me aware of now, it is quite frustrating. Because the way it's been laid out and the way it's been explained to me, you almost, though the Constitution says it, you almost don't have true freedom of speech in schools, in the education world, in the education system. It drives me nuts. And, you know, we were just talking about it, where, you know, you've got students being told that they can't fly certain flags out there on a football field or whatever field you're playing on, and yet in the classroom, depending on the situation, they can have all kinds of flags on the wall.
That's right. And we've seen teachers, throughout Southern California, they put up the BLM flag, which is a very extreme leftist, pro-hate flag, very racist flag. Or they'll have the gay pride, LGBT flag. Once again, it's very intimidating. For kids who have religious beliefs and moral beliefs that don't accept that kind of sexual activities that they are and lifestyles, very, very intimidating and coercing. So we see this in public schools across America, and particularly in blue states like California and New York, et cetera. And parents need to be aware of this. They need to visit the classrooms of their children and find out what's going on. You know, I can see some of these teachers taking that flag down for maybe open house or Parents' Day. No, parents need to visit the school on a time when the teacher doesn't know they're coming, and just in a friendly way visit, see what's on the classroom, see what's in the classroom, see what's on the walls, see what books are being openly pushed and displayed, and really, you know, and ask the questions, because many students are too intimidated and they're too afraid to tell their parents. Because they don't want to be singled out among their peers or harassed by their peers or teachers or administrators.
You're 100% right, Brad. I mean, I've talked to several kids, I should say more than several, quite a few kids in my district that don't want to say anything. They don't want the repercussion, not only from their peers, but others in and around. And it's heartbreaking, number one. And, you know, this is why, you know, you and I was privileged to be on your show a while back. And this is what you and I were talking about is, elections have consequences, right? We have school boards that have gone from total conservative to total liberal. It's not a good thing. And when you look at what's happening now, even in some of the school districts where you have a heavy Democrat, population, they're even turning those school districts back to more conservative trustees, which is what we need, because, again, when anything goes, look at what happens.
Right, and parents need to vote in this election. They need to find out who's running for the school board. And it's pretty easy to determine who to vote for, who not to vote for. Find out what candidates are endorsed by the teachers union and vote against them. Because the teachers unions across America are zealously pushing CRT, woke, LGBTQ, and other garbage on our children. That's what they want on the school boards, to bring it in. They're bringing in Planned Parenthood, for example, in high school campuses throughout the L.A. Unified School District. It's something that parents, need to be aware of. One of the best places to start is on Election Day, electing school board members that are pro-parents' rights, who are parents and are not the puppets of the teachers' union. So important. We take this seriously. And I'm very optimistic, Joe. I'm very optimistic we're going to see a lot of school boards flip this school year.
I tell people all the time, if you look up the word optimist in the dictionary, there's Brad's picture right there.
it is a close synonym, I know.
Yeah, you're pretty optimistic. I look at, I always say the same thing too. I can't be optimistic with the American people. They voted Obama in twice, and then Joe Biden on top of it. So I don't know. I'll have to think about that one. But the teachers union did put out a video where I don't know if she was the head of the teachers union or the head of the communications, and she's talking about how you really need to vote. You only need to vote for educators on school boards because they know best what's good for your kids. And I'm thinking, my God, we're talking about your school board should be a cross-section of the community. That's what it should be. And last I checked, we didn't have 100% teachers of mine or any other community we're talking about.
Right. And most school teachers, there's some great school teachers out there. Our parents. But overall, those that are being pushed politically to run for school board, they're the puppets of the teachers' union. They have a radical agenda, and parents would find it absolutely shocking to see what their kids are exposed to presently and what they'll be exposed to in the future if teachers' union continues to control school boards and, of course, state legislatures and governors as well.
Yeah, it's to your point, it's quite interesting when they do endorse. They're right now they're doing endorsements in my district. And I have, I have no delusion that I'm going to get it because, they don't perceive me to be on their side. The thing about it is, I'm on the side of the kids. And if that benefits the teachers, or if you do what's right by the kids, you're going to do what's right by the teachers. But for some odd reason, that song doesn't play. Joe Bacini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat sterilized whey protein powder, cold sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey raise your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars, can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars, I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. As I said before, I bring Brad on. Let's hear from the teachers union exactly what it is they're looking to do in our schools. Why should educators run for
office? It is important that we are the ones, as educators, at the table making the decisions. You know, we organize, we agitate, we do our best to lobby and try to influence the decision makers. But if we're really going to make systemic change and real change for our profession, for our students, our communities, and our families that we serve, then we have to also be at the table where the decisions are being made. We are the experts. We're the ones with the experience. We know what policy looks like once it actually gets implemented on a school campus. And that is why it is important that we as educators run for office.
And that is a help message from the CTA entitled, Help CTA Elect education champions. Brad Dacus, should school boards be just nothing more than all educators?
No, they absolutely shouldn't be, because there's no checks and balances. School boards become the puppet of extremism. There's no balance, political or ideological balance, in the teachers' union at all. They're very extreme, very leftist, very intolerant, very hate-filled towards anyone who believes differently, particularly students and parents and families of faith. So it would just create a very dangerous, a more dangerous scenario than we already have with regard to our public schools. No, they need to be balanced and kept in check, and that's done by having parents on those boards to keep them in reality with regards to community standards, expectations. You know, parents love those children, care for those children more than anyone else, much more than a public school teacher does. You know, one way we know that is because public school teachers will put money over children. That's what's, they'll go on strike and put kids out of school for days, weeks, months if necessary, so they can get more money, even though they already are higher paid than teachers in many other states. So, no, they've shown their colors. We know what the public school teachers are about. They would be extremely dangerous. It'd be like having wolves in charge of keeping over a flock. They're about themselves. They're not about the real true welfare of teachers, excuse me, of students, or of respecting the beliefs and convictions and priorities of moms and dads who love their children the most.
You know, Brad, and it's not a correction of, but we, in my district, we have quite a few teachers that love their kids, that want to make sure that, you know, the kids are truly taken care of. They're on the conservative side. My beef with them is that they keep their mouths shut. They don't really say anything.
Right.
Because they'll say they don't want to get involved in politics. They just want to teach kids. And I keep saying, do you understand that at some point in time, they're going to overtake you, and you're not going to be able to do what you want to do? It's not going to hang. It's just not going to happen.
Well, so, yeah, and Joe, you're absolutely right. I'm glad you made that distinction, because you're absolutely right. There's a lot of teachers out there, a good chunk in public schools, who are committed to the kids, who do want to put the kids first, but they're in the minority. And
yep.
When it comes to deciding if they go on strike or not, they're stepped on. Whether it really comes down to, as far as policies and curriculum, putting the kids first or putting ideology and the union's agenda first, they have very little influence in that regard. So we're talking about public school teachers running for school board. These are the puppets of the teachers union. These are the majority consensus of the teachers, not reflecting the values of parents or of those quality teachers that we need more of, who really do put education first, and respect for parents and their values and the diversity of those values among parents first.
Now, you and I have talked about this a million times, where, you know, you need trustees that are willing to take a stance. You need trustees, you know, to have a spine and, you know, to do what they said they were going to do the right thing by the kids. And you're not seeing, even the ones that speak or talk strong, you know, on the campaign trail, they get in and you're saying, what happened to that guy? You know, what happened to that person? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
And I don't know how do you fix that? I mean, how do we give these men and women a spine to deal with when they get on these boards or when they get in as educators?
Yeah, it's a good point. They need training, and that's something that we're looking at possibly investing in for new board members. To understand how to deal with conflict, how to you know, stand up and articulate their position even if they're in the minority, how to do it effectively, how to have an impact effectively if they're in a minority on a school board. But the problem is, some of these are, you know, a lot of these are, you know, seem like you're going to be great, you know, pro parent, pro student, you know, school board members. You know, they have deep, you know, faith. A lot of them are Christians. And a lot of them, they'll feel like, well, gosh, I don't want conflict. I want to just get along. I want to love people. And, you know, this is a war over our children.
Thank you.
And so they need to be firm. They need to be polite. They need to be civil. But they need to be firm and non-compromising, because the cost is simply too high. And the polls show, the studies show, our children are already and a large percentage of them have already drunk in the Kool-Aid of the radical leftist teachers union, and they're being led down a path of what I call spiritual and moral destruction. So we need to take it very seriously. If someone's running for school board, they need to realize they need to stand up for what's right and true for the kids, no matter what the cost.
Yeah, you know, again, you're correct. You're 100% correct. And I'm sitting here, you know, thinking to myself, when these not just school board members, even teachers who go in for all the right reasons, they get in there, the conservative teachers, and they're immediately berated. They're immediately beat up about their belief systems. You know, I told you I had been visiting some of the Christian athlete classes in some of the schools, and I was just having a conversation in one of the classes. One of the students basically said, do you think we're not bullied either? Now, I got to tell you, in all fairness and honesty, when somebody says they're being bullied, I don't just go, oh, my God, it's so bad, because bullying is different to different people.
Charges are going all the way, and you know it.
I started asking questions. I found out that, not that they were being bullied, but they were being shamed more than anything else about their Christian beliefs. And
right.
You know, it's just wrong. Where are the teachers? Where are the people stepping up, you know, the Christian teachers, the conservative, whatever, protecting these kids as much as they protect some of the kids with, you know, gay, lesbian, you know, transgender, whatever group, BLM groups. Where are they?
In San Jose, we had a case matter recently dealing with a Christian club. And it wasn't just the students. The teachers, the majority of the teachers in the San Jose School District High School, were overtly harassing the children. One of them mocking the children on a chalkboard on what these Christian kids, the Christians believe and how they're wacky and they're hypocrites and they're this and they're that. And overtly attacking the Christian kids and the Christian club, as enemies. These are teachers, grown adults, acting like animals, hate-filled animals to these kids who are, you know, having the courage to get together and pray together. They have these prayer meetings. And, San Jose School District should be ashamed of themselves for the disgrace because of the outrageous, hateful activities and actions against kids and Christian clubs. We had to get involved and we had to step in, but this is, It's shocking to many to hear about this. This is becoming now the norm of public education throughout the country. Now, people say, well, I live in a red state. I live in Dallas. Oh, really?
Oh, good
luck. The Dallas School District is to the left. It's got all kinds of bigotry towards kids and families who have traditional beliefs and faith. You know, Houston, the same thing. Austin, the same thing. So just because people even live in they live in red states, you know, Miami, Atlanta, these are places that these are cities that are still nonetheless have school districts that are very prejudicial and hostile and intolerant towards students who have Christian beliefs and come from such families.
It's sad. It is so sad, Brad. And you know, many of these kids and these people feel like they're just being left behind. They don't understand what their freedoms are, how they can, you know, live up to their freedoms, what kind of rights they have in school. So we're going to talk about that more over the coming weeks. Why don't you tell people, again, how they can get a hold of you, how they can check out your services, and how they can help you out.
Yeah, we have a free book online called Reclaim Your School, very empowering to students, teachers, parents. But just go to our website, tji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org, tji.org. Sign up to get our Legal Insider newsletter. We have other resources. And, of course, we greatly appreciate those who choose to support our work of our nonprofit legal work in making sure so many people are getting their rights protected and defended.
Yeah, well, I appreciate what you do. I know people taking advantage of your services. I know I have, and the information I get from you guys, it's invaluable. So I appreciate what you do. God bless. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
People,
thank
you. You got me for the next hour. Good luck to you. We'll be back in just a little bit.